we use the bells just to be a call to mindfulness. When we're beginning a yoga session, it's good to begin by laying down and allowing your head to just rest on the floor, your feet to just fall apart at a natural angle, your arms alongside your body, palms down or palms up, whichever is more comfortable for you. And having the sense of letting the floor do the work to support you. So often we lay down and we still have tensed muscles. So just kind of relaxing into the floor, letting the floor do the work of holding you up. And we'll use our bells to begin and, of course, to end our period of meditation. Beginning with a very simple and gentle awareness of breath, directing your attention to the area around your belly button, just noticing the rising and falling of the belly, and what it feels like to breathe in this particular posture. So let's just take a few moments to be aware of breath as it's experienced in your belly. And as you direct your attention to your breathing, allowing your body to relax, the sensation of the floor providing all of your support, and simply directing your attention to the way it feels to breathe in this posture. Now on your next out-breath, pushing the small of your back down towards the floor on an out-breath so that your hips slightly rise, and then allowing the small of your back to rise and your back arch so that your hip lowers. So in a way, rocking your hips by arching your back slightly, and then pushing the small of your back into the floor at your own pace. And just noticing the sensations as your belly goes upward and then as your back arches down. Rocking one more time, and then allowing your belly to relax again, and returning awareness to sensations of breathing. Now raising your knees so that your feet are flat on the floor and your feet are together and your knees are touching. And on your next in-breath, raising your left foot and just feeling the sensation of the strain in your left leg as it supports your left foot elevated in the air. And just breathing with these sensations. Lowering your left foot so that it's next to your right foot again. Now raising your right foot. Just noticing the sensations and breathing with them. Especially feeling the strain across the top of your right leg. And now lowering your right foot. So it's once again left next to your left foot, knees together. Okay, and now bringing your hands so that they're underneath the back of your head and your fingers are knit together so your head is supported by your hands which are between the floor and your head. And your knees are together and your feet are together. Now allowing your knees to fall over toward the left, keeping the foot, the feet and the knees together. Just letting your knees fall over to the left. And now looking with your head to the right, toward your right elbow. So you can feel a twist across your back, from your left hip up toward your right shoulder. And just breathing in this posture, and feeling the stretch across your back. Perhaps letting gravity pull your knees down a little bit more, if that's okay. And now raising your knees, returning your head to the center, and allowing your knees to fall over to the right. And then turning your head to the left, looking towards your left elbow. Feeling the twist across your back once again. And the stretch. And letting gravity lower your knees a bit more. Letting your back get fully stretched. And raising your knees once again, turning your head, and now slowly stretching your legs and your arms back to that original posture, and letting your feet fall apart and your arms rest on the floor, and just noticing how this series of stretches has affected the way your body feels, and breathing and noticing. Now once again raising your knees with your feet and your knees together and your feet flat on the floor. And reaching up and sitting up just a bit and wrapping your hands around your knees, pulling them toward your chest, raising your head a bit if you can, if not, letting your head stay on the floor, and pulling your knees toward your head and rocking a little bit back and forth across your back, massaging the muscles in your lower back as you do so. And stopping your rocking, feeling the sensations of the pulling your knees toward your head, and letting go and slowly returning to that laying down posture, and letting your body rest back into the floor, returning attention to breath, and the experience of letting this floor support your body. skip the inverted neck stand today. And rolling over onto your right side and raising your head and resting it on your right hand with your right elbow on the floor and your left hand flat on the floor in front of your belly so that your weight is supported on your right hip and on your left elbow. Excuse me, your right hip and right elbow. And now slowly raising your left leg so that your legs are like a pair of scissors. And just finding what your limit is and breathing with the bit of strain it takes to hold your leg in this position. And perhaps cranking your foot around your ankle to loosen it up. Clockwise or counterclockwise, whatever you prefer. See if you can raise your leg just a little higher. And now slowly, very slowly lowering your leg, noticing the sensations as you do so. And then letting your left leg rest against your right leg. Let's do that one once more. Slowly raising your left leg until it's sufficiently off the ground. Cranking your foot around your ankle to loosen up those bones. Seeing what your limit is as you raise your left leg a little more. And now slowly lowering it back toward your right leg. Until it rests on your right leg. And just resting in this posture for a moment. And now rolling over to your left hip, and we're going to duplicate that posture, resting your head on your left elbow and with your right hand in front of your belly. And now raising your right leg, and perhaps pointing the toe a bit, and or cranking your foot around your ankle, whichever you prefer. Raising your right leg a little more, noticing those sensations. And now slowly lowering your right leg into your left leg, and letting it rest. Once again, raising your right leg slowly, mindfully, cranking your right foot around the ankle to loosen things up. And once again, lowering your right leg until it rests into your left leg. And now rolling over to your belly and allowing your arms to be flat on the floor alongside your body and your head to rest on your chin. And once again, allowing the floor to do the work of supporting you. Just noticing the sensations of breathing with your belly into the floor like this. Now placing your palms of your hands underneath your shoulders, almost as if you're going to do a push-up, but not quite. With your toes pointing back and looking forward with your head. Very slowly just raising your body off the floor so that your shoulders raise and your hips are still on the floor. And you raise your head, feel a stretch across your neck, and feel some strain in your arms as you hold yourself up. And now lowering your body and turning your head to one side or the other so it can rest. sending your arms back along your body and letting your body rest into the floor. Rising up on your hands and knees so that your hands are directly underneath your shoulders, extended to the floor, and your knees are underneath your hips. Okay. And in this posture, slowly arching your back upwards like a cat would when it's a little scared. Arching your back up and feeling the stretch across your back. And lowering your head as you do so. Your head kind of goes between your arms a bit. And now lowering your belly, reversing the arch on your back, and raising your head a bit. So you feel the stretch more across your chest. And now at your own pace, and noticing the sensations, repeating those two postures, arching your back up and lowering your head. And at your own pace, lowering your body and raising your head, or lowering your belly and raising your head. Just doing this at your own pace. Doing one last rotation through those two postures. And returning to a resting posture on your hands and knees. And returning attention to breath as you rest on your hands and knees. Now, raising your left arm so it extends in front of you, and then your right leg so it extends behind you. And now you're balancing on your right palm and your left knee, or trying to balance on your right palm and left knee, and just working with the feelings of balance. And if you have to touch ground, that's okay. Sometimes it helps to spot something not moving in front of you to maintain your balance. And lowering your left arm and your right leg. And now raising your right arm and your left leg. And balancing on your left hand and your right knee. And just spotting. Find a still spot. And lowering your knee and your hand. And just finding balance. Now standing, your standing posture, and I guess facing me wherever you are in the room, and allowing your feet to be about shoulder width, your feet under your armpits, and letting your knees flex a little bit comfortably, and your buttocks above your heels, and allowing your eyes to close, arms hanging out your side. Allowing your body to sway a bit until you find a spot where you're balanced well. The balls of your feet and your heels. And letting your body be supported by the floor in this standing posture. Aware of your breathing. Just noticing how your body feels in this posture. very mindfully and slowly raising your arms, your palms down. And when you reach parallel to the floor, turning your palms up. Continuing mindfully to raise your hands. Stretching, perhaps locking your thumbs together and stretching your back by raising your hands high toward the ceiling. Just giving your back a good stretch. And unlocking your thumbs and very slowly and mindfully lowering your arms with your palms up. And whenever your arms reach parallel to the floor, turning palms down and mindfully lowering your arms to your side. And letting your shoulders and your arms relax again. And breathing. And noticing the sensations in this posture. And once again, mindfully and slowly raising your arms, palms down. Reach parallel to the floor, turning palms up. Slowly reaching. Joining your thumbs together. Giving your back a good stretch. And just noticing what it feels like to breathe in this particular stretch. Now slowly bending at your waist forward, we're just going to stretch our back a bit downward, bending at the waist, allowing your arms to hang towards the floor eventually, just feeling the stretch across your back and the back of your thighs, just allowing your arms to hang loose. And breathing in this position. Now, keeping your arms hanging loosely, very, very slowly uncoiling your back and raising your head, very slowly. We're going to return to that standing posture, but not too quickly. Sometimes you can get a little lightheaded doing this. You don't want to do it too fast. And returning to that standing posture. And let's work with balance one more time. Opening your eyes and spotting something on the wall, across you, something that's not moving. And raising your arms from your sides, just to the parallel position. And selecting which foot you are more skilled at balancing on. For me, it's my left. Just rocking back and forth a little bit. And when you're ready, shifting your weight to that foot and raising the other one off the floor just a bit. Just the toe off the floor an inch or so. And if you need to touch again to rebalance, that's okay. Just noticing the work being done by your toes and your foot. Just very aware of all the work being done to balance. How amazing your body is that you can do this. And now, allowing your arms to drop and you're coming out of the balance. And once again, breathing in this standing posture. Now we're in the mountain posture, standing firm, balanced. So this will be our closing posture. Just take these moments, aware of your breath, to notice how strong and how firm you're breathing. perhaps for a moment, in your mind's eye, seeing yourself in a place that is a very peaceful place for you. Perhaps it's a wooded area, or a pond, a stream, a park. In your mind's eye, experiencing, knowing what it would feel like to be standing, balanced, strong, and at peace. Perhaps the sun shining on your face and on your body, warming your skin. And just allowing the peace of this moment to be completely present in your body.